I'm your pin-up girl. Oh, won't you pin me up? I'm your pin-up girl.
How did you become involved and decide to have your own Foctober campaign, Shelley?
Well, I've seen some of my other friends in the last couple of years doing Froctober, and I thought it looked like a great cause. And for one reason or another, I just haven't done it the last couple of years, and I just thought this year's the year to do it. And I just think it'll be lots of fun, and it's raising money for a worthwhile cause.
For people not familiar with it, what is Froctober?
Well, Froctober is it's raising awareness and also raising funds for ovarian cancer research, because at this stage there's no early detection test, and unfortunately when most people find out they're diagnosed with ovarian cancer, it's in the late stages, and only a small percentage of the people will survive then after 5 years. So I guess, you know, and being a female too, you just think that it's a great cause to get on board with.
Have you had a bit of a close call yourself?
Yeah, well, actually this time 2 years ago I was quite ill. I was getting a lot of pain and just generally not feeling well. And, yeah, I found out that I had a softball-sized cyst on my left ovary. And
that's massive.
Yeah, and I had to have quite a major operation to have it removed, and they took the ovary. And, yeah, so, and thankfully it wasn't cancerous. I was sort of waiting for a few days in the hospital while I was recovering. And, you know, you try not to think the worst, but with something that size, but thankfully it wasn't. But and it just made me realize too, after that I talked to a lot of other women who'd had ovarian cysts, and it's quite common. And I actually had a good family friend pass away from ovarian cancer last year, so you know, all these things make it a bit close to home as well.
Yeah. Does that situation mean that you are more likely to maybe have more problems down the track, or was it just do the doctors know?
Oh, they didn't really say. It's something I keep a close eye on now. Like, I just had another scan last week, actually, and everything came back fine. I just think for some reason there is a lot of women getting ovarian cysts, which they can't really tell you why. I'm not sure if it's something in the food we're eating or whatever. But, it is something that, you know, certainly made me a bit more aware of ovarian cancer and different problems with that area.
Yeah, it's such a probably not spoken about very much as a health cause maybe, or as a health problem for women. It doesn't get as much attention maybe, or
that's right. I guess the breast cancer awareness is getting to it's really good. People are a lot more aware. So I think something with ovarian cancer, which is a bit of a silent killer, and I think it's good that there's getting more awareness out there with things like Froctober.
So where does the money go?
Well, into the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. So they put it into, finding out ways to make new tests to detect the cancer. Yes.
When you found out, did you do a lot of research yourself? Did you do a lot of reading to find out more about it?
And been reading about it, and I didn't realise that, there's such a, if it's not picked up early, there's a low chance of survival after that 5 year period. But I just think it's just a cause that I think is really worthwhile to get on board with.
Now let's get to the fun side of it. So every day the challenge is you have to wear a different dress and take a photo of yourself. Is that right?
Yeah.
And post it. Yeah.
Well, they say that, you know, you don't have to do every day if you don't want to. You can do it, you know, a few times during the month. But I think, oh, you've got to go hard or go home. So I'm going to aim to to take a photo every day, and because I'm quite Laurie calls me a social media junkie, so I'm quite often on Instagram and Facebook, and I've got a Twitter account, which I haven't got into that so much, but I'm getting there. But hopefully Laurie by the end of the month won't be sick of me saying, oh, can you take a photo? Or I might have to pull out the selfie stick a few days when he's had enough.
Well, I think Instagram will be great for this, because you get to see the full shot of the dress and how pretty they are.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved dressing up, and it's just I think it'll be a fun thing to do, and raising money and awareness for a good cause.
We were talking about it in the office, and we were saying Shelley Minson's going to do Froctober, and everyone's like, she's the perfect person to do Froctober. October.
Oh, for some reason, I've always, since I was a little kid, I've loved dressing up. It's just...
So do you have 31 dresses, Shelley?
Yeah, well, I think I was having a look through the wardrobe. I thought, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's at least enough to get through every day of October there. But I was reading online, someone's done a blog and they're saying, you know, you can mix it up if you don't, you know, you can change it up a bit. You can put a scarf over the dress or something, you know, if you don't have enough dresses to get you through the month. But I'm thinking I might, you know, I might be right. I'm thinking I might even pull out. I've got a few vintage ball gowns from the 50s, which I've bought and never really worn. So I thought I might do something crazy like get dressed up in a 50s ball gown and go down the street or something. And
I was going to ask you, are there a couple that you're really excited to have the chance to pull out and wear?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a few, like, because we're coming into the warmer weather now, that have been stashed away a bit. But I definitely have my favourites. I tend to wear a lot of pink clothing, so I'll try and mix it up a bit with a few other colours so it doesn't look like I'm wearing the same thing every day.
And do you have a goal in mind? Have you set yourself a challenge?
Well, I've set myself a goal of $500, and I've been really fortunate that I've actually had a few people donating already, which I'm one of these people, I'm very shy of asking people for money, so I think it's a good thing it's online, and if you want to do it, you can go there. I don't have to actually go around and, you know, ask people because I'm a bit, I don't know.
But that's great. So if you want to support Shelley in her Froctober campaign, where can you go? Where should you go?
Well, I've got a website here. I'm not sure if you want me to read it out, or I have got a link on my actual website, which might be easier, which is just www.shelleyminson.com.au. And Shelley spelled Shelley. But there is an actual, and it'll take you through to the website, which is the Froctober2015.everydayhero.com.au. And then, I think you can enter in Shelley Minson, or if you just go onto my website, it'll take you through to the right page.
On top of all the day-to-day frock changes, you're actually going to have a concert in support of Adore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're actually going to be doing a special Froctober Gunnedah Sunday sessions on Sunday, the 11th of October from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's just in the grounds of the Gunnedah Services and Bowling Club. And you're encouraged to wear your best frock, ladies, or if guys, if you're into that, you can, can wear a frock. But no, so that'll be great fun. And they're going to send all the, the funds from the day to Froctober, which will be great. And we're just, Laurie and I, also playing at a couple of festivals, Garter Belts and Gasoline this weekend, Rockabilly Festival in Mount Tambourine, which will be good fun. And then Munna Creek Festival later in October, which is a traditional bush ballad festival. And last time we played there, there's a lot of older retiree ladies, and they really were into all the 50s style frocks. So I'll have to get a few good shots up there at these festivals as well in my dresses.
That'll be awesome. So have you got a special dress that you're kicking off the Froctober with? Is there one that you've set aside?
Well, actually, we're going to be driving up to the Gold Coast, so I've just sort of got a bit of a casual dress for the first day, a bit of a florally number, something that, because it's a bit of a drive up to the Gold Coast. I've got a couple of new ones in there that I'll throw in the mix through the month.
That's gorgeous. And look, by the power of magic radio, Laurie Minson's joined us in the studio now as well. Laurie, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I've just materialised.
And we're going to beg a song of you too. Tell us about the tune you're going to play for a show.
Oh, well, this is one that Laurie and I have recently written, and it's called Pin Me Up, I'm Your Pin-Up Girl, and it's dedicated to the pin-up girls of the 40s and 50s, the ones that used to take photos and send them to the men in war times. And it's just a fun little tune, and hope the listeners will like it.
I'm your pin-up girl, oh won't you pin me up, I'm your pin-up girl. Hey cowboy, with your big black hat, I can crack a whip and ride bareback. I know just what you're thinking when you look me up and down. I'm the best damn gal in this one horse town. So won't you pin me up? I'm your pin-up girl. Oh, won't you pin me up? I'm your pin-up girl. Hey, soldier boy, with your medals on, won't you tip your hat as you march along? I hope my pretty postcards kept you feeling strong. There's a warm place in my heart where you belong. So won't you pin me up? I'm your pin-up girl. Oh, won't you pin me up? I'm your pin-up girl. Smoking Joe, with your hot rod wheels, I'd like to take a ride in your automobile. I'm only a poster on your workshop wall, but with a guy like me, you know you'd have it all. So won't you pin me up? I'm your pin-up girl. Oh, won't you pin me up? I'm your pin-up girl. Oh, won't you pin me up? I'm your pin-up girl. Oh, won't you pin me up? I'm your pin-up girl. I'm your pin-up girl.
Jelly Minton and Laurie Minton, that's so much fun.
Oh, thanks. It's just a fun little tune.
There's some tricky guitar playing in that, Laurie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's a little, I don't know, it kind of wrote itself, that one. We had some ideas, and then sometimes you just got to wait for that little moment in the afternoon when you sit down and it's like, oh, let's just try and finish. It was half written, but it never quite saw the light of day, you know, and then it was kind of just in the right sort of frame of mind, and I started playing that. I think that kind of, pardon me, that sort of got it going once I got that little riff and that beat, and it kind of fell into place after that.
Yeah, because there's some really fun time changes in that, and there's all sorts of fun in that to sing. Yeah, what a fun song. Have you performed it much?
Thanks. Yeah, we have a few times actually, and I wasn't sure if people would like it or not, but when you look out in the audience, people start singing along, which is a good sign. I mean, I guess it's a simple chorus, which helps, but yeah, it's been getting a nice reaction, which has been good.